Okay, here we go. So last one for the week. Very interesting in Shadal. There's so many interesting things in Va'era for Shadal to talk about. And so I'm going to only read from the English, because if we were to read and translate, it would take a long time. And we're trying to keep these a little on the short side. As you can hear, my voice is slightly going, but it should be okay. Here we go. Okay, so very fascinating. The first plague is the blood of the Nile. Okay, and in Perek Zion, Pasuk Chaf, it says, Moshe and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. Aaron raised his arm with the staff, and he struck the Nile in the presence of Pharaoh and his servants, and all the water of the Nile turned into blood. So Shadal here decides to take an interesting tact. He quotes Eichhorn, who is of the opinion that all of this is natural. And this comes way before, I don't know who did it, the History Channel or National Geographic. This is way earlier. Let's say it's in the 1800s or so, well, maybe even earlier. I don't know when Eichhorn lived. But Shadal is quoting him as saying that, and apparently it was followed by others. He says that the blood and all the rest of the plagues were natural phenomena that commonly occurred in Egypt every year, but that Moses' intention was to make Paro understand that it was the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, who activated these phenomena, etc. Meaning, Paro expected all of this stuff. This wasn't anything new to him. It happened every year, according to Eichhorn. And Moshe is like, that's going to happen, that's from God. And, that's going to happen, that's from God. But Eichhorn added, says Shadal, that Moses and Aaron did not turn all the waters of the Nile red at the moment that the staff was stretched forth. Rather, it was sleight of hand that they turned red the contents of a vessel that they had filled with Nile water. Meaning the point is that everything that seems to be magical wasn't so magical, according to Eichhorn. Okay, so Shadal responds to this. He says Rosenmuller already responded to this appropriately by saying, appropriately responded that the taking of the Nile water and pouring it on the dry ground was to be done only in the sight of the Israelites. But what was done now in Paro's sight, meaning the vessel thing, that was done only by the Israelites. In Paro's sight, that was different. They didn't take a sample from the Nile's water, but rather Aaron stretched his hand over the Nile, and immediately all the water turned to blood, meaning you're just not listening to the psukim if you believe the way that Eichhorn understands it. So he says, besides, it is unlikely that Moses would have thought he could convince the king by means of natural phenomenon that occurred every year without performing before him some supernatural wonder. Exactly. Meaning what? Also, what would have been the point of the magicians trying to copy everything? It doesn't really make any sense in terms of the story. So he says, now it is well known that even in performing miracles, God prefers to adhere to the ways of nature in part. So Shadal, this is a classic aspect of Shadal, that on the one hand, he doesn't take everything in a completely rationalist manner, but he has rationalist tendencies, or maybe we'd call it. Thus, with respect to the plagues of Egypt, it is likely, in my opinion, that they resembled, in some respect, phenomena that were natural to Egypt, some occurring in one year and some occurring in another, except that in this year, all of them are clustered together. In addition, each one contained a novel aspect that was not found in nature. So, too, with respect to the plague of blood, we see that the redness of the water was novel in its ill effects, meaning if it killed off a fish every year, I don't think that would be very good, right? To the extent that all the fish died within it, something that we never find mentioned in the writings of travels of ancient routes. This is proof that the water's foul odor and quality were much more intense than in other years and departed from the course of nature as if the water had actually turned to blood. Shadal says that the miracle, or what God did, was he took stuff that is capable of happening in Egypt. It happens to be all of these things are common to Egypt. Frogs, maybe, not taking over the entire land, but lots of frogs jumping around. And this was made much worse. But at certain points, there's going to be locusts. That happens. This was much worse. At certain points, there's going to be hail. This was much worse, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way that Shadal understands it, half natural and half divine. Very interesting. And so that fits with a kind of Rambam approach. The Rambam would say it's a completely natural insofar as it built into creation from the beginning. That's what the Rambam says in his parish to the Mishnah of Avot in the fifth parak, where he talks about how Prey Chazal talk about the miracles throughout the Torah. A lot of the miracles are mentioned there, 10 miracles that were set into creation at twilight. And Rambam says that's great. And that means that according to Chazal, God did not change the universe each time he did a miracle, but rather something that was already put into creation from the very beginning of creation was activated. And therefore, we would say that the advantage of a prophet to do the miracle is that he knows where to be at the right time. You know, Moshe knew exactly where to be and to outstretch his hand at the exact right time that the sea would split. So that's what's happening here as well. And so through all of these, Paro is supposed to get convinced and then have his heart hardened, as we talked about yesterday. Okay, that's number one. Number two, another interesting question, really very close to this, is five psukim later in Chaf Hei. And so it says that 7 days passed since the Lord struck the Nile. So Shadal says like this, well, you know, 7 days. So in Shemot Rabbah, he says, it was said that similarly each plague lasted 7 days, but this is not necessarily so. And Shadal is dismissing the Midrash, and he says Rashbam said similarly that such was the plague of the Nile, meaning the Rashbam is implying it's only that one. According to the Ibn Ezra and Nachmanides, the rest of the plagues did not last as long, meaning they were even shorter. In Ibn Ezra's opinion, the Israelites were also struck by this plague, meaning the blood plague, and by the frogs and the lice as well, and God did not distinguish between Egypt and Israel except where it says specifically in the Torah. The Baal HaTurim commented on this, his departure from the words of the sages and his hasty pursuit of the pshat led to this opinion. Far be it from God to strike Israel, for there is nothing to impede God from saving whom he wishes or from striking whom he wishes. Meaning, the Ibn Ezra's, according to the Baal HaTurim, the Ibn Ezra was so into pshat that it's like a theological problem. You think that God sent plagues and they also affected the Jews? Why would God do that? God has the power to decide who he's going to affect. Right? And remember that the Midrashim always have, like, even if a Jew and a Egyptian were drinking from the same cup at the same time, it would come out for the Jew as water and for the Egyptian as blood. You know, that kind of thing. So the Ibn Ezra is going straight up against that, and the Baal HaTurim is really upset. So what does Shadal have to say? It seems to me that the land of Goshen, as per the modern scholars, was not in Egypt proper, but on its borders, near Arabia, and therefore that land did not drink from the Nile's water, meaning Goshen wasn't affected because it didn't affect them, meaning they didn't have to drink from that water, they didn't have to worry about it. But it would have affected them if they took a cup and they stuck it in the Nile, they would have gotten blood. So Shadal is striking, again, a middle point here of rationalism and maybe this is just rationalism, I guess, at this point. Thus, Goshen was not struck by the plagues of the blood and frogs. There was no need for scripture to mention this point, for it was known to the Israelites who were familiar with the nature of the land where they had lived. However, if a few Israelites were outside Goshen, we cannot deny that they too were struck by these plagues and that they too were forced to drink from wells that they dug. Very interesting stuff from Shadal on the miracles of the plagues. How miraculous did we get? Did the Jewish people, were they saved from all the plagues? All right, Shkoyach. Have a good Shabbos.